School district that you're actually connecting to is about 2,100 students, K through 12. We're about half an hour south of Buffalo, New York, very close to Niagara Falls. You're actually going to be talking to 8th grade students here in the East Aurora Middle School, one of 4 schools in our district.
Lovely, thanks very much. I'm glad you folks could make it. Hopefully you didn't have too much snow to try and get through on the way to school today.
No, not at all.
Oh, lovely, okay, very good. Now, Gerald, we're just about 3 minutes out. Just briefly before the contact begins, could you please tell us about your station, where you are, and a little bit of the details of how we'll handle the conversation, please?
Right, thanks very much, Will. And my local time is 2 minutes past 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm situated in Johannesburg, and we are 6,000 feet, 1,800 meters above sea level. It's been very hot here recently, and you know, we're suffering from the same heat wave as everybody else is. And fortunately today it's a cool day, it's 22 degrees centigrade. My station is pretty old equipment, as old as I am. Age is 81, and I've been amateur radio virtually all my life. It's a wonderful hobby. Put me in touch with the whole world. I've traveled visiting friends all over the world, so you young people listening to this, give it some thought. Amateur radio is a wonderful hobby and makes the whole world much smaller and friendlier. And hopefully today's contact will go well. I've done many of these contacts going back to the old days with Mir, the Russian space platform, but I've had one or two failures also. You know, nobody's perfect, so hopefully it'll all go very well today, and I'm really looking forward to being of service to the East Aurora Middle School. So back to you, Will.
Great. Thanks, Gerald. You're 81 years young, and we appreciate every minute of the time you you share with us. So, I should also mention Gerald helped out a lot when we were flying amateur radio on board the space station. So he's an experienced hand at this. So that was apropos, Gerald, because I wanted to remind everyone that what we're doing on board the ISS is an experiment, so we can't tell the results, positive or negative, until the experiment is over. We have good hopes that we'll get all the students to be able to at least ask one question today, but you never know what's going to happen. And I just wanted to take a moment to remind students to remember to say the word over at the end of their question. That tells Gerald to stop transmitting and start receiving Sunny's response from the space station. So in about 30 seconds, the station should be combing over South Africa. So, Gerald, it's all yours, and I wish everybody the best of luck.
Well, thank you very much, Will. And the antenna is tracking already. We're still 2 degrees below the horizon, so, of course, there's no chance of hearing her. And as I said earlier on, I hope that because of the big trees that are joining my station, I should pick it up at about 1 or 2 degrees above the horizon. As a matter of interest, I'm using a tracking antenna. That is an antenna that follows the space station right from the horizon. It passes over Johannesburg, and then as it goes out over the ocean, it will be following her all the way. Right, we've got AOS, so let me start calling. NA1SS, NA1SS, this is Zulu Sierra 6, Bravo, Tango, Delta. NA1SS, Zulu Sierra 6, Bravo, Tango, Delta, calling a bus. NA1SS, NA1SS, Zulu Sierra 6, Bravo, Tango, Delta. Zulu Sierra 6, Bravo, Tango, Delta, calling and listening.
Hi, my name is Kyle. Has a space station or astronaut ever been hit by space junk? Over.
copy.
Zulu Sierra 6 Bravo Tango Delta, this is November Alpha 1 Sierra Sierra, over.
Go ahead, Sunny, did you copy that question?
November Alpha 1 Sierra Sierra, over.
November Alpha 1 Sierra Sierra, Zulu Sierra 6, Bravo Tango Delta. Do you copy, Sonny?
I've got you loud and clear. Help
me,
over.
Wow, beautiful signal from your 509, and very nice to meet you. Kyle, would you please go ahead with your question?
Hey, hi, my name is Kyle. Has the space station or astronaut ever been hit by space junk? Over.
Kyle and everyone in East Aurora. Well, that's an interesting question. You know, there are micrometeorites up here, which are little pieces of dust flying out around at very fast speeds, and yes, those have hit the space station. I don't think any astronauts have been hit. If there's any big space junk that's tracked by the ground, and we try to change our attitude so that we don't run into that while we're up here, so it hasn't hit the space station. Anything hasn't, big hasn't hit the space station yet. Over.
Hello, my name is Elena. Can you see the aurora from the space station? Are there any effects on the space station? Over.
Well, as a matter of fact, yes. What it was most obvious was when I was out on my first spacewalk. At that time, we had solar activity, which created a big aurora, and it was just incredible. For the space station, amazingly, yes, it did have some effect. It created a little bit of solar wind, which actually changed the attitude of the space station. Over.
Hello, my name is Will Freitag. How do you protect yourself from solar storms? Over.
Elena's question. If there are solar storms that are going to have a big effect on us, we will go to a part of the space station that's a little bit more protected. Some of the node areas that have different pieces of different modules on different sides, which would be a little bit more protected. And that's tracked on the ground, and predictions are made, and they will give us enough time so we'll be able to take cover if needed. Over.
Hi, I'm Dan. If you were to light gasoline in space, the flames still around? Over.
Question. We were just talking about it up here this morning. As a matter of fact, it wouldn't. It would just go out, and the reason is it doesn't have oxygen. In on Earth's convection, the lifting of the air and creating more oxygen coming in at the bottom continues the flame, but up here, we don't have that activity going because there's no gravity, and so actually the gasoline would just burn out.